Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Good day to you. This is Abiong. What we learned yesterday is that God made a rock-solid promise through Jesus, and He doesn't break His word. That means we can have unshakable hope. Today in our reading, Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 to 10, we will learn about this mysterious Old Testament figure that points to Jesus. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him. And to him, Abraham apportioned a tenth part of everything. He is first, by translation of his name, King of Righteousness. And then he is also King of Salem, that is, King of Peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, and has neither beginning of days nor end of life. But resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. See how great he is. Abraham, the patriarch, gave him a tithe of the spoils. And those descendants of Levi who receive the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithes from the people. That is, from their brethren, though these are also descended from Abraham. But this man, who has not neither genealogy, received tithes from Abraham and blessed him, who had the promises. It is beyond dispute that the inferior is blessed by the superior. Here, tithes are received by mortal men. There, by one of whom it is testified that he lives. One might even say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. Melchizedek is this mysterious figure in the Bible. But what's key here is that he points to Jesus, our eternal high priest. Unlike earthly priests who kept making sacrifices, Jesus did it once and for all. Are you still trying to prove yourself to God? Or are you resting in what Jesus already did? Ponder on this. What does it mean for you that Christ's priesthood is eternal? Are you still trying to earn God's love instead of just receiving it?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.